Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Alan. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote today. This podcast is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. In computing, queuing means the process of storing and retrieving commands and data in a specific order. British English, it refers to people waiting for a car or queuing up. In this sense, you will often see queues outside a shopping mall, supermarket or customer waiting in line to buy the latest smartphone, in the form of a queue. An element can enter the queue at one end and exit at the other. Finally, queuing refers to the process of wearing a braid that hangs on a person's back, as in a woman's braid. A real-life example would be queuing to pay at the supermarket, or joining the queue to be served last or first out is a feature of queue discipline and is called LIFO. One difference is that when you are last in the queue, you are served in the same order as the first person you have been served, i.e. waiting for the shortest time. In a computer, this is possible, but very expensive to process. The customer must be the last to wait. The rest of the queue consists of a second person, now, first, then last, in, to be served, and so on. In this case, the customer may be served in any order, regardless of whether he is the last in the queue or the last in the queue. Since many functions still work at the queue level, even within the protocol, it is important to understand the role queues play. The queue is often seen as a sign of an unfair queue when other queue participants do not communicate effectively. Queuing plays a prominent role in messaging technology, and many messaging protocols and tools assume that publishers and consumers communicate via a queue, such as storage mechanisms. The queue is a collection of items that can be consumed, queued up, added or parked at the head and queried at the tail. Queues and consumer demand can affect the order as observed by consumers. Two methods are offered to track whether a logged-in task has been fully processed by a daemon or consumer thread. When get is used to get a task, subsequent calls to the task of the queue indicate that the processing of this task is complete. If no article is in the queue, a value error is triggered and called again. If a join is currently blocked, the join will not continue until all elements have been processed, i.e. the task do call has received an element that has been queued. A queue underflow happens when you try to remove an item from an empty queue and it overflows. Try adding the element to the full queue. If there are no elements to place, call get and then call join. A double linked list has one insert and delete at each end, so they are a natural choice for queuing up. A regular list of links linked separately has efficient inserts and deletions at one end only. An efficient implementation is one that can perform all operations in no time. Queues are common on computers that are implemented as data structures with access routines in object-oriented languages. Queues provide a way to store and store data where it is to be processed later and are an important part of many applications such as databases, data storage and data processing databases. In computer science, a queue is a collection of units that can be held in order and modified by collections or units or both. The operation to add an element to the back of the queue is known as queuing, and the operations to remove elements from the front are known as queuing. Other operations may also be allowed, often including the peek at the front operation, which returns a value for the next element that is dequeued if it has been dequeued. If the queue is empty, the fork is suspended, but forks can be used to wait for another fiber. Queue contains a value of type A and contains an offer containing an A, or a take that removes or returns the old value in the queues. When using a queue at the back, the offers are suspended until the queues are full. Only when an item is added to the queue will the offer be resumed, which will not be resumed until it is full or the product has been added. For each offer, forks can be used to wait for a value from a different fiber, but forks are also included in the work to force the workers in the queue to continue the work without ever booting the framework again. As you can see, the queue work command supports most of the same options that are available for queues. Compared to queues, this leads to a significant reduction in CPU usage when comparing queues and listening for commands without the need to add complexity to the queues of jobs currently running during deployment. You can use the available options view to view all available options, as well as a list of all options for each queue. This is all for today, friends. My name is Alan and this was episode 94 of Backquote. See you next time.